This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. In times of trouble, the smallest luxuries can bring us joy. So it's no surprise that after months of staying home, many were looking to be pampered and beautified as the restrictions on businesses started lifting. But how did these personal up-close services survive throughout the MCO? I have Kim Mei-Chi, the founder of Coco Dry, on the line to talk all about that.
So my name is Kim Mei-Chi and I'm 27 this year and I'm the founder of Coco Dry. Coco Dry is actually the first blow-dry bar in Malaysia that focuses on washing, blowing, styling, and also hair care. So we may see other hair salons like makeup service, but for us, it's more to like skincare. We take care of our customers' hair and offering them an experience like no other.
Right. So you guys do not offer cutting services or coloring services. It's purely on the hair care.
Yes, no cuts, no color.
Mm. And where did you discover this concept of the blow-dry bar?
It was actually from Spotify, the Girl Boss podcast. So when I was in advertising back then, whenever I work out, I'll be listening to podcasts. And this idea struck me because I was like, what? A salon with no cuts, no color? And that really fascinated me. So I started digging and doing more research, reading over 100 articles about the blow-dry bar scene in US and also in UK.
Mm-hmm. And I believe you also traveled as well to experience that concept for yourself.
Yes, I did. So I needed more confidence to start this business. So what I did was I emailed over 10 blow-dry bar owners back in the UK to invite them out, you know, for lunch. And I'm so lucky because 3 of them actually got back to me and even agreed to meet up with a random stranger all the way from Malaysia.
And so, I mean, what about the concept and what about meeting these people solidified your decision to actually start this business?
Well, it's really amazing because I'm learning firsthand from the owners themselves. So for example, Duck and Dry, what they are really focusing on is influencer marketing as well as the experience and social media. However, on the other hand, Blow Dry Express, they don't believe in social media, but they are tapping into SEO and speed. So they don't even have a reception. And even another one, they actually competed on extensive working hours where they start operating at 7:30 in the morning. That actually makes me realize that, hey, I need a very unique selling point for the Malaysian market. And what is it that the Malaysian market needs most right now, and what is it lacking? Then I started doing even more intensive research on the Malaysian hair industry market.
Right. And what did you find out from that research?
I've realized that blow dry is actually like a by the way thing. No one actually feels welcome, especially when they go into salon, because it's actually the lower cost services. And people are always upselling. Hey, do you want to go for color? Hey, do you want to comb your hair? So customers are like, it's a bit hard for them to enjoy the whole experience. And other than that, I also realized that, for example, when you want to get a blowout, and there are so many different hair lengths. There is like extra short, short, medium, long, extra long. So you don't, and so the experience is not there and you're always arguing, oh no, my hair is like long. And they'll be like, oh no, it's extra long. And also they only offer, hey, do you want straight or curly? But there are so many styles to choose from. Right. So that's why we came up with a menu for our customers to choose.
Right, I see. Okay, and before we get into what you guys offer as well, what was it like educating the Malaysian public about this concept? Because we've never seen anything like this here before.
To be honest, our main channel is actually social media. Every time you introduce something new in a traditional Asian market, education is very important. So we were no different. Even when we first opened, we were always telling people like, hey, we are a blow-dry bar. But people would like, hey, do you offer color services? So but after 1-2 months of like education and let them experiencing what Coco Dry is all about, it's like, now they get it. We don't even have to explain what we do anymore.
Mm.
So it just takes time.
And you guys have been around for how long?
Since last year, December.
Mm-hmm. So in that time, I mean, have you seen people respond positively to this idea and this concept? Like, what has the uptake been like?
It's been great. There has been so many feedbacks. They'll be telling us, oh my gosh, like, I love the energy here. I love Coco Dry. I like how you guys don't offer cuts and color because the whole place smells very good. little things like that. Most importantly, it's actually our customer experience that they usually highlight.
You know, let's talk about that experience, because I think, you know, you've clearly taken that to heart, and that's a massive part of what makes CocoDry unique in terms of the, I guess, the hair care market here in Malaysia. I guess let's put it this way. You guys offer a hair menu and you guys also offer a drinks menu. We'll focus on the hair menu first. So in that vein, it's you guys offer styling. So that includes, you know, kind of a few like wavy hairstyles and a few straight hairstyles. And you also do some like nice braided things and also some styles for hijab as well. And then you also have a couple of scalp treatments and a lot of things that are kind of designed to pamper, I guess, your hair. Talk to me about that first and creating that particular menu. What was that like?
It was very exciting, especially to decide on the styles that we will be carrying as well as the names. So we wanted it to be very quirky as well. So for example, one of the main services is called the Hustler. It's essentially wash blow style, but we finish everything within 45 minutes. Other than that, we also have an add-on. It's called Tai Tai Life, which is our customer's favorite. But now due to the MCO, we can't really offer that because that includes massage on the seat.
Mm.
So like even the way we name our styles is very interesting. And one of the really curly hairstyle, we name it Crazy Rich Asian. So our customers are like, oh my gosh, like, what are you doing? Oh, Crazy Rich Asian.
So basically the names that you guys have selected for your styles really evoke, you know, either the style of the hair itself or the nature of the treatment. Is that right?
Yes, exactly.
Interesting. And before you started CocoDry, had you had experience in the beauty industry before?
I actually grew up in a salon environment because my dad actually owns a salon back in Penang.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yes. And what was his response when you first introduced this concept?
Honestly, not good.
Did he think it was not going to succeed? What was his hesitation with it?
His hesitation was like every salon owners, they know that the one that brings in the most revenue is actually the chemical, like the colors and also the perming services. So he was like, it can't survive, it won't work, especially no one has done it before in Malaysia. So we will be the first.
But obviously, yeah. you're proving him wrong so far.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm proving him wrong, but he's seeing a different side of things now. He was like, oh, wow, it's really all about, you know, like marketing.
Interesting. Yeah. And let's go back to that particular aspect for a second, because another mm-hmm. big part of your brand is the fact that it is a full experience. I want to mm-hmm. ask you a couple of questions about the design, because the aesthetic of CocoDry, you know, when you look at the salon, I guess a lot of people would describe it as very Instagrammable. Talk to me about making those choices.
Essentially, what we want customers to feel is happiness and confidence. So we don't want them to come in feeling very intimidated. So we want to create a very warm environment, a warm ambience. So that's why even the tone is actually yellow, because yellow is a color of happiness. And we really love like, you know, like tropical feeling. It's like everyone is always very happy when they see palm trees, like they're on a short vacation. So that is the whole idea behind it. Happiness and tropical and warm. Like you can come in anytime and you just feel like it's a second home.
Mm. And you guys have like little neon writing on the walls and stuff like that as well, right?
Yes, it's called Feeling Coco Confident. Aww. And that's the reason why CocoDry is, you know, C-O-C-O, it means confidence.
I see. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Right. Now let's talk about the actual experience of being in the salon. You guys offer a little drinks menu where you have mocktails and stuff like that as well. Why did you decide to include that?
Because we're all about the experience. They're going to be there for 1 hour. They might as well as provide something that they could also enjoy by the side. For example, like one of the drinks we have is kombucha. So like we understand our target market really well. They are always on the go. They are very health conscious. So, and even orange juice, like freshly squeezed oranges, and in case they need a dose of vitamin C, and even coffee, because like, you know, they are always working and sometimes they just need like a wake me up.
Right. So you're really gearing this to, I guess, like the young working adult hustler kind of demographic.
Yes.
And you also allow people to like watch a little bit of Netflix, or they can charge their laptops and do some work while you style their hair as well. Is that right?
Yes, we have also prepared plugs for them. So whenever they come in, we'll take their bag and put in a drawer and we'll be like, hey, do you need to charge your phone? And often they are so surprised, they're like, oh my God, like, I needed it. How did you know?
Right. I mean, especially with the Netflix thing, you said that you've kind of got a selection of material for your customers as well.
Yes, we do. And they are usually just chick flicks. So sometimes we actually ask our customer, hey, is there anything that you like to watch? They usually go for series like Lighthearted. For example, Friends, How I Met Your Mother, Confession of a Shopaholic. And that makes them laugh. And they would just like stare at the TV for like a while and started giggling. And then we are like, oh my God, that's so cute.
Right. So basically all the things that you've decided to implement in Coco Dry are all things that are designed to relax your customer, to make them feel at ease, to get them to be comfortable. And that's something that, I think a lot of other hair salons are very transactional, right? It's very like you get in, you get your cut or your color, and then that's it. There's not really like that sense of I can breathe a little bit now. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. So like for example, when people go to like normal salon, like because they're doing a lot of chemicals, so they just want to get their hair done and leave. But for our customers, they usually like to lounge there and started doing their work for like additional an hour. But let's say if it's during weekend, it's a little bit hard because, you know, we have limited seats and the turnover has to be fast. But during weekday, if we have no additional customer coming in, they can stay for as long as they can.
All right. Well, it's time for a short break for some messages right now. But after that, I will continue speaking to Kim all about how they had to turn that experience into something that was a bit more hands-off, of course, during the period of the MCO. So do stay tuned to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Banana from Malaysia. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong and I'm speaking to Kim Mei-Chi, the founder of Coco Dry. Coco Dry is a blow dry bar, so essentially they are a hair salon, but they do not offer cut or color services. They focus a lot more on styling and hair care and scalp care and treatments and generally kind of pampering their customers. Before the break, we were talking about how Kim built the experience of Coco Dry, the decisions that went into creating an environment that really pampered her customers and also created a holistic experience. And I think a big part of that experience as well is customer service. You know, an environment can be super, super nice, but if the people in that environment are not as nice necessarily, it really detracts from the overall effect. So tell me a bit about how you train your staff.
So before, I think it all starts from the hiring process. Because when it comes to customer service, right, it's always about the smile and the friendliness that you have. So customers actually feel connected to you. It's all about building relationship. So we call this Coco Dry DNA, and we will actually run through our core values with them before hiring them. So like one of our core values is customer experience is everything. So we will always encourage them to do something that is beyond their responsibility. For example, when it is raining, it's like we would just like, hey, where are you going? Are you walking to Bangsa Village? We would just, you know, carry an umbrella and walk them all the way to Bangsa Village. All the little things that counts. Mm-hmm. And when we are late, they waited for about 10 minutes. So that's actually at our fault. So what we do is we actually give them a mini comb as a surprise to be like, hey, we are so sorry to make you wait. And often they are so surprised because not many people do that gesture. So I would say that first, as a founder, I had to be the one to demonstrate that. And then eventually when they see and they see the result, they would just follow your footsteps.
Right. So essentially, you're really leading by example and you're really focusing on creating a work culture that not only accepts, but also creates people who will naturally respond with like that one more little thing that will make a customer's experience great.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Now, obviously, I think it's pretty clear that Coco Dry is a super hands-on experience, not only in the physical sense of the actual treatments to the hair and the styling of the hair, but also that like those little touches tend to be, you know, walking with someone or talking to them or allowing them to charge their phones. And that is one of Coco Dry's biggest USPs. And then the MCO happened. So a lot of businesses could not operate and a lot of people had to go into lockdown. What was your initial reaction to the announcement of the MCO?
I was actually nervous, but also excited at the same time. Generally, it's just me. Like, I believe that every crisis comes an opportunity. And there are a lot of businesses that succeed and was created during the times of crisis.
At the time, you know, how did your staff react as well?
They were all very worried, to be honest. Mm-hmm. So I had to ensure that, hey guys, like everything is going to be all right. And I didn't even reduce any of their salary because they are the main pillar of Kokujai.
Right. And how big is your team as well?
That time we had about like 8 people in the team.
Mm. So I guess you were lucky enough because you were able to support your staff and your team still. I guess you guys are still relatively small in comparison to other businesses as well.
Yes.
Okay. Now, before we get into what you did during the MCO, I just want to go back a little bit and talk about the initial investment into Kokujai. Because to start this off from scratch, I must imagine it must have taken a lot of resources. So talk to me about the initial investment.
So when it comes to the initial investment, because I was only 26 back then, I definitely didn't have enough funds to start a business. So I started putting up a pitch deck and started raising funds to people that I think would be interested in investing in this model. So I also spoke to a few industry leaders in the hair industry. And it wasn't easy because they would tell me things like, oh, it won't work. Oh, in Bangsar, you're going to be eaten by the big sharks. Are you sure? This is not a good idea. So I had to gather all my courage to overcome that and tell them why it would work instead. So some people bought the idea, but some people didn't.
Mm-hmm. And would you mind sharing what your initial starting capital was?
Because working capital is very important to us, we actually raised 600,000.
Okay. And so that obviously went into your location in Bangsar as well, getting the equipment, I must assume, and kind of decking out the place. And now going back to the pivot during the MCO, obviously that location was off limits, right? So tell me what you guys did in order to pivot during the MCO.
So the whole team actually channeled all our resources to improve our online presence. And we focus on, you know, building relationship with our community, with our existing Instagram followers and listen to, hey, what is it lacking of? And also what's the content that they want to see during this whole period? So they gave a lot of good suggestions, like, for example, educational content and hair tutorial and something that they could do and learn during the MCO period.
Mm, I see. And in terms of maintaining your cash flow as well, I believe you started to sell hair products as well. Tell me about that.
Yes. So knowing that we can't run on a physical store, the next step is definitely e-commerce. So we launched our e-commerce in a week time, early April, and we started, you know, telling our customers on Instagram. And the response was overwhelming because I think we have already built a strong trust from the beginning because our selling point is we only use natural products in Kokujai and they are free of parabens, SLS, SLES, formaldehyde. And that actually creates the trust between our customers and us. So during the MCO, they actually have so many scalp and hair concerns, for example, dandruff, hair loss, and a lot of people are stressing out. So we have been, you know, just communicating with them, telling them, hey, everything is going to be all right. Here's the products that we would recommend. So I would say out of 10 people that drop us a message on Instagram, I would say 7 people would actually purchase them from our website. So I was like really shocked with all the supports that we have gotten from our community, Kuku Nation.
Right. And where do you actually source these products from?
We actually have a supplier. Our products are mainly from Italy and also from Taiwan.
And did you face any logistical challenges with importing those products during the MCO?
Our stakeholder, especially our supplier, they are very cooperative. So they were the one that has been handling the delivery for us.
I see. Was that enough to maintain your cash flow throughout the MCO?
It's definitely not enough, but it was enough to cover our operational cost.
Mm-hmm, I see. And right, of course, now slowly restrictions have been lifted and you guys are back in operation. But a lot of things have changed and a lot of new health and safety standard operating protocols have been put into place. So tell me how Kokujai is adapting to operating in the new normal.
At first, we weren't used to it because we have been used to touching our customers' heads with bare hands. So with the gloves on, with the face shield, it took us a while to adjust actually. But the most important thing is to make our customers feel safe to come by Coco Dry. And one more thing is, we realized that during the MCO, many people have scalp issues. And that is also when we introduced Coco scalp treatment immediately after the lockdown. Mm. And the response was amazing as well, because that's exactly what our customers needed.
So that wasn't something that you offered before the MCO?
No, it wasn't.
Interesting. All right. And, you know, what about things like physical distancing and PPE? How are those working in your location?
So even when it comes to physical distancing, we're actually putting an empty chair in between two chairs. So then it is like 2 meters apart from each other. We also put like a cute cactus there. So you know that, hey, that seat is off limit.
Okay. And what about PPE for your staff, I guess, primarily? Because I assume your customers will come in to wear masks. But what about your staff?
Yes, they'll be wearing masks as well as facial.
The facial shields, you mean?
Yes.
I see. All right. So, you know, as you started to operate again in your location, what was the response like? Were people still a bit hesitant to return to your on-site location?
Actually, no. Even before we opened, people have been testing us. Like, hey, when are you guys opening? Then we're like, oh, we are sorry, we don't know yet. We were still waiting for the official announcement. So once it was lifted, like our appointments were booked. It was full and people really missed us. And yeah, we were really happy to see that.
Okay. Now that things are slowly lifting, how is Coco Dry doing? Have you guys been able to restore what you may have lost over the MCO period?
I think it takes time. We're definitely doing much better than before, but I'm quite grateful with the stage where we are at right now, given the current circumstances.
All right. Well, finally, Kim, I have a final question for you, and that is, what are your plans for Coco Dry in the future?
Wow, there are so many of them. Okay, I think the first one is expanding Coco Dry outlets. Top of mind would be Mon Kiara.
Okay. And how about the hair product line, the e-commerce aspect? Are you intending to continue that as well?
Yes, definitely. So we also hope that eventually we will be able to develop our own product line as well as growing our e-commerce platform, because it's such a huge potential and we have experienced that during COVID period.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Kim, for speaking to me today on Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. You have been listening to the show, and if you've missed any of this interview, you can download it on our app that's available on the Apple App Store and Google Play. You can also head over to our website, bfm.my, to listen to the podcast, or head over to anywhere you get your podcasts, including Spotify. This has been Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.